Hey there, it's Carrie coming at you with my weekly letter for Thursday, January 12th, 2023. Have you been beating yourself up for not jumping on the New Year bandwagon? I don't know about you, but every year I have to remind myself that I needn't hit the ground running on January 1. In fact, I need the entire first week to recover from the holiday hangover. When I give myself that space, I am much more motivated and clear-minded at the start of the second week. With how much energy the holiday season requires, whether you celebrate or not, we need time to refuel. I bet the unrealistic expectations so many have for January 1 plays a big part in resolutions all but disappearing come January 15th. There really is something to small, achievable goals. They can help you build momentum and motivation as you start getting some wins under your belt, making you energized to keep going. And let's also make sure you're focusing on the most important things. Maybe make a list of tasks you want to accomplish today or this week and then prioritize them. This can help you focus on the most important things, and making progress on these tasks give you an even bigger win. And as you work on your priorities, give yourself grace with your pace. And here are some ways to do just that. Number one, prioritize self-care. Take care of your physical and emotional well-being by getting enough sleep, eating well, and engaging in activities that bring you joy. Number two, set realistic goals. Make sure your goals are achievable and in line with your current abilities and resources. Number three, take breaks. Take regular breaks throughout the day to rest and recharge. Number four, practice mindfulness. Try to stay present in the moment and focus on what you're doing, rather than worrying about the future or dwelling on the past. Number five, learn to say no. It's important to set boundaries and not take on more than you can handle. Learn to say no to things that are not a priority or that will cause you undue stress. And number six, practice patience. Be patient with yourself and others, and don't put too much pressure on yourself to accomplish things quickly. Don't worry about what others are doing or the highlight reels they're posting on social media. Keep your eyes on your own paper. And take as long as you need to get this new year rolling. You'll know when you're ready to dive in. I wish you space and clarity. P.S. If you'd like some support in drafting out your ideal year, I invite you to check out my course, Design Your Dream Life. You'll get access to it immediately and be all set to be a part of my live version coming next month. You can read all about it at the link, and I hope you have a great week.